Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show. Great to be here with you. Our phone number 704-570-1110. Big results last night. Virginia, New Jersey still underway. We saw an embracing of the fund the police, not the defund the police agenda there in Minneapolis. And I could think of nobody better. I was texting them a little bit last night saying, hey, what do you make of this? And then I said, heck, I want to get you on the show. Michael Whatley, North Carolina Republican Party, joins us here. It is great to have you here, Mr. Chairman. Your reaction to what it is you saw play out last night in Virginia and beyond.
Yeah, what we saw was two things. One, that there is a full-on repudiation of the Biden-Pelosi-Schumer agenda. And I think that, you know, what we have seen over the course of the last year is a 50-50 House, a 50-50 Senate, and a president who won by, you know, about 40,000 votes over three states in aggregate, you know, try to say that they have a progressive agenda mandate and really move a lot further left than the rest of the country is. And you saw the first part of a pushback on that AOC agenda last night in a big way. The second thing that we saw was, particularly with Glenn Youngkin, you have a guy who is a relentlessly positive and disciplined campaigner. And by that, I mean, he had a message that the Republican Party and him we're going to listen to the voters. They were going to work with the voters. They were going to work on the issues that the voters care about. And it's not sitting there and saying, you know, we understand that you're concerned about the economy. We understand that you're worried about coronavirus. We understand that you're worried about, you know, things like border security. We're going to talk about climate change, and we're going to talk about, you know, giving people more money to not work than they make working and cause a labor shortage at the same time that we have record high unemployment. And so, you know, the people of Virginia and frankly, New Jersey really responded in a very big way. So, you know, I like the signals that we're seeing coming out of this for 2022, because in North Carolina, we're poised to have the same conversation next year that Virginia just had.
Now, you know, it's interesting because obviously the old saying from Tip O'Neill goes, all politics is local. And I would contend, and I'm sure you're with me on this, you know, all politics is domestic too. The domestic household, the shortages, the inability to have that dollar go as far as it did, the idea that we're paying almost, you know, getting up close to $4 a gallon for gasoline. These are fundamental issues. And the Democrats like to position themselves as the party of the working man, the everyman, the working mom, all that. They took a very elite position. Youngkin took a very connected position to the issues that matter most to people's hearts.
Yeah, I could not agree more. You know, when you see NBC has polling that says, you know, Republicans have a 24-point advantage on inflation and an 18%, you know, lead on the economy, that tells you something right there. You know, people do not trust the Biden administration. They don't trust Democrats right now. And it was really even tone deaf when we saw, you know, the chief of staff for the White House say that high gasoline prices, were a rich problem.
Right.
You know, an elitist problem. It's like, no, these are tax increases, hidden tax increases between inflation and gas prices rising on every working family across North Carolina.
Let's bring it back home here. Obviously, you have two senators. One's going to be retiring. One's just gotten reelected in Senator Tillis. You know, these are two that were working on that infrastructure bill, the BIF, as Senator Manchin calls it. This thing looks like it can't even get done at this point, and they're still trying to work on that $3.5 trillion monstrosity. What about this? What is the implication here for the people of North Carolina as you look at this shaky leadership coming from Chuck Schumer and from Nancy Pelosi? Are we prepared to kind of pick up the pieces that we have to pick up if that infrastructure package doesn't go through and if the gas prices and inflation continue to spike?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing that we can do to stop the inflation is to stop the spending coming out of Washington. You know, the $3.5 or $5.5 trillion bill that they're working on right now is just going to pour gasoline on the inflation fire. And so I think that we would, be very happy to see both of those bills crater. Mm-hmm. And, every moderate in the House right now has got to be looking at the election results from last night and thinking to themselves, do I really want to walk out on this plank? And there's got to be within the Democratic House membership a lot of consternation over whether or not they're going to go down, with Speaker Pelosi on this ship. The polling that we see across the country right now looks fantastic, and we're going through redistricting, not just here in North Carolina, but all across the country. And I think every expectation is, if the Republicans don't trip on their shoelaces, they're going to have a strong wind at their back, and we're going to get the House back next year.
One last question for you, and you're very generous with your time. We saw what happened in New York with Andrew Cuomo. We've seen what's gone on with Whitmer in Michigan. Phil Murphy is a pale copy of much of that as well. Let's talk for a quick moment about the grave damage that was done with these arbitrary shutdowns and mandates and things like that. Do you think it's possible that the Democrats in Raleigh will be able to understand that the people of North Carolina do not want to see that happen again, do not want to see us go into lockdown, that there has to be a cost for doing that moving forward?
Yeah, I would imagine so. You know, when you look at New Jersey, a state that Biden won by 16 points just a year ago, and for that governor's race to be at an absolute tie, and the fact that we're going to have a recount there has to be a signal to Cooper and to the rest of his administration up in Raleigh that we need to move forward. Now, we need to be smart, obviously, and we need to make sure that we take care of people. But at the same time, we do not need to have these reflexive shutdowns that it felt like we had for a long time. And the fact that the governor just vetoed a bill to limit the emergency status that he put in. And we're on, day 600 now of emergency status here in North Carolina without really meeting any of the criteria for a pandemic in terms of the percentages of deaths that are being caused or anything else.
Well, the energy, the enthusiasm is palpable. I think everybody felt it last night, and we're certainly all looking with an eye towards 22. Where do people go to get more information on what it is that you all are doing?
NC.GOP. They come to our website, or they can give us a call anytime, and we're very excited about what we're looking at in 2022. I think that we're going to see a lot more interest coming out of last night, which is great because this wave is building.
Great stuff. Thank you, Chairman Whatley. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Take care.
You too.